In local news, Hamilton City Council staff have recommended forming a joint water company with Waikato District Council to deliver water services. Waikato District staff are on board agreeing in their own independent report it's the best way forward, but the Waikato councillors will still need to meet this Friday to confirm it is their preferred option. Even at that point, it won't be set in stone, with council taking public submissions in March next year. And it will still be possible for the rest of the nine councils in our region to join the scheme later on. Following decades of underinvestment in critical water and infrastructure nationwide, the previous government came up with a scheme that would keep the extra debt required to solve the problem off council's books, but it was scuttled by the Three Waters controversy. The new government has simply decided to increase the debt limit for councils. Some councils have stated outright they won't be able to meet modern water quality standards under the system, and while there's a lot of talk about efficiencies gained from councils working together, no one's yet saying how much it's actually going to cost. The planned roundabout and safety measures at the Whatawhata intersection on State Highway 23 have been scuttled by the government's focus on roads of national significance. The previous mayor of Waikato District, Alan Sanson, had brought a lot of publicity to the issue in an attempt to make Waka Kotahi aware of the local safety concerns. And Waka Kotahi, which seemed to have gone back to calling itself NZTA, says they were all ready to go. Now, they had completed the detailed design phase, but in their words, several state highway safety improvement projects at various stages in planning have been reprioritised to meet investment objectives and available funding. If you don't know what that means, we've had some commentators translate it, and they've basically said this means the government and the minister in particular have taken an ideological stance and are ignoring expert advice. And Extreme Zero Waste is gearing up for another busy summer and is alerting the community that the Wednesday pickups on Christmas and New Year's Day will be brought forward to Tuesday the day before. They say they'll also be doing extra skip bin servicing at Tuku and will be putting extra staff on street bins from now until the end of December. They'll also have a waste ambassador at Papahua for 4 weeks, charged with the job of educating our visitors about zero waste and recycling. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 11th of December, 2024.